Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley. Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Dulcich Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at Chenal.com.
You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell was since when y'all know me to fail.
Welcome back to the Zone, live from Oaklawn. Matty T back in the studio holding it down, 501-433-1037. We are at Oaklawn for the Derby draw, and Wally, it sure looks like everybody is either early or we got the wrong time on this thing.
Well, the crowd didn't start showing up until about 12:30.
Well, it sure looks like everyone's rocking and ready to go here. We got video cameras, TV stations. The guy's got an enormous camera just hanging from his neck. He's going to sit in like that for 40 minutes?
The shoe shine guy's not here.
The shoe shine guy's not even here?
I want to get my shoe shine.
What's this world coming to?
I'm telling you. Hey, I had a question.
I mean, the shoe shine guy, that's...
Those don't need shining.
Yeah, they do. Money Taylor was talking about the horse that came in on the plane.
Yeah, that's
right.
Did
they give him two seats, or did he have to pay for the extra seat, or how does that work?
It was first class.
First class?
Yeah. Always first class.
I was just wondering about that.
I wonder if they had to pay for his luggage. Not sure. Speaking of that, Money Taylor, his picks for today, Daily Double, 1-2. Easy to remember. 1-2. The 8th featured race, the number 4 horse, Special Joe, and the Buzz Longshot in the 3rd is Wally's favorite horse, Bandy Legs.
12-1.
Little known fact, that was your high school nickname, Old Bandy Legs.
That's one of my better ones.
12-1. Wow.
Money Taylor, he's no joke, my friend. How about a little hog update, fellas? The Razorback baseball team lost to the UNLV Running Rebels. Pretty sluggish game by all accounts.
Hogs don't look that sharp.
No, lost 10-7 to a number 20 UNLV team. They play tonight, 6:05, in Fayetteville again. Hogs are 20-13 right now. UNLV overall 23-9. I just can't get... Just can't get into baseball right now. I will eventually. Just can't do it right now.
The Red Sox are struggling.
A little early.
They'll turn around. As long as they keep those beards, they'll be okay. Congratulations to Kiko Hajdar. Signed a professional contract with the Lebanese franchise, Segisi.
I love this quote. Who'd have ever thought I'd be talking about an agent?
That's a good point. I'd encourage him to play as long as he can. Everyone, it's well documented his academic prowess that he had an academic scholarship, didn't he?
Yeah. You think the training table in Lebanon has tabbouleh and hummus and mutton and things like that?
Listen,
they do.
They better hope they have a training table. Okay. Charles Thomas, the former Razorback basketball player. Charles Thomas, you remember him?
Sure.
He's the team's leading scorer out there in Beirut. 19.3 points per game. So Kiko's going to be joining... Former Razorback Charles Thomas.
Rodney Clark's playing in Australia.
Rodney's playing well. Playing well. I read an article about him recently, and he's just a kid that's going to adapt to any situation. He's too smart of a player, and he's got that one thing that translates very well to levels and
putting
countries.
The ball in the basket is the universal language, isn't it?
You speak that language, you're going to be playing for a while, right?
Yes.
Other news coming out of the Razorback basketball program. Guard DeQuavius Wagner will transfer from Arkansas, announced yesterday. The Alexandria, Louisiana native had played in 20 games, I guess, total, since his freshman season. No surprise.
Was he a scholarship player?
Actually, not only was he a scholarship player, he was, I believe, the Louisiana Player of the Year, wasn't he?
Really?
I think they won the state championship his senior year in Louisiana. And maybe has had a good run. Not sure. It was unfortunate though because you're always rooting for a guy of his size. You know, you always hope that you can get a guy that can just cause so much havoc. But from day one, I don't think he quite understood the kind of intensity you have to bring day in day out. You know, that's taught. I mean, the intensities that you have to practice, especially at that size.
sometimes high school stats can be very deceptive.
Yeah, there's no question.
I remember Sutton got a point guard out of New York, and he averaged...
Hutchinson?
Yeah.
Kenny Hutchinson?
Averaged like 24 points a game in high school. What they didn't know was that they had a 6'11" center that would throw it out to him on the fast break every time.
I'm telling you, man. When you talk about that 6'11" center starting a fast break, reminds me of Oliver Miller with those big mitts.
Big O.
A great passer being able to start the fast break. But you're right. Listen, I think it's the best thing for him. Clearly, the writing was on the wall. Probably not going to get a lot of PT. Now, this opens up a scholarship, so... They've signed three.
And a commitment from one.
JUCO point guard.
Right.
Who you like a lot.
I've heard he's really tough.
So we have one more to sign.
Yeah, and they're after a power forward, aren't they?
I did see something recently about a junior college power forward who... I saw some video on him.
The only thing that concerns me about junior college... And this isn't any school. There was a time junior college players... The NCAA did a study... No team had ever won the NCAA tournament with more than 1.5 junior college transfers. That was before prep schools came into play.
Really?
Prep school is the big thing.
Wait, tell me that thing. Tell me that stat.
1.5. You could no team had ever won the national championship with more than 1.5 junior college.
Interesting.
It was the 0.5 guy that held them back.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Who needs that guy? Well, good luck to D. Wagner. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. I think that probably isn't a surprise to anybody.
No.
That he left. And that was Coach Anderson's first player that he recruited that has transferred.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Maybe any more? Who knows? Let's take this.
There was one that got invited to go to...
Go somewhere else?
Jackson State.
That did or has?
Did.
Okay.
After 1 year with under Mike. Point guard. Didn't want to shoot it all the time.
None of them rings my bell right now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised we can't remember his name.
That's one of those guys, huh? I'm going to come up with that. In the break, I will. Before we go to the break, let's get Greg in here real quick. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, TBA Wally?
Hey.
Hey, what kind of, when Hadar signs a contract like that, what kind of contract money does something like that pay?
I would imagine it may be... Anywhere between $1,000-$1,500 a month, maybe $2,500 a month, maybe even less. Depending, you know, it's your first job, which sometimes could get you paid even more if you're coming from a school, a major D1 school.
This is about the love of the game, not the
yeah,
game.
And it's about a stat. The good thing Kiko has going for him is he's Lebanese. So he having that dual, I'm assuming he has a dual passport, but that's certainly going to help him.
When he wants to get his PhD in chemical engineering, it'll still be there.
No question about it, right?
All right,
Greg, we're going to take that break, bud. But the more and the longer you play over there, the more you're going to be able to earn, the more you'll be able to make. So hopefully he's got a long career. We'll be back in the zone. Got some entertainment coming up. An unfortunate death in the world of wrestling. And one of the greatest stories that I've ever heard when it comes to Reverends turned FBI informants.
Did you know Powerball's power play option has changed?
Changes? Oh, I don't know.